Good morning, friends. We're glad for the privilege of coming your way another time by means of radio. It is my sincere desire that the time you spend in listening to this short broadcast will be the means of drawing you nearer to the Lord and help you to do His will better. If there was ever a time that we needed the encouragement of one another, it is today. There are many problems that we are called upon to face daily. To some of them, we do not know the answer. However, I believe that faith will see us through day by day if we follow on to serve the Lord and put our faith into works. I'm reminded of the illustration of the man who wanted to hire a pilot for the riverboat. So he asked the prospective applicants, "Do you know where all the hidden rocks and the obstructions are in this river?" One of them said, "No, I don't, but I know where they aren't." You see, he didn't know where all the trouble spots were. Maybe he had never been into them, but he knew where the deep channel was, which was free from snags and bars and other dangers to the boat. Friends, isn't this what we need today? It is not necessary to know by experience all the things which cause people trouble. We will have enough experience as it is. You don't have to smoke a cigarette to understand and know that they're harmful. You don't have to take whiskey and beer into your system to see the evil effects of it. Neither do you have to take the drugs which are so widespread today to know that this is not what you want. Leave this experimenting for those to do who make excuses defending their use. Let those who say it won't hurt you be the ones to find out whether or not it hurts them. There's one sure way to be in the clear. Stay away from those things. Now to our subject. Faith without works is dead. Listen to this verse. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James 2:26. What I really want to talk about is the importance of doing the will of God and not just saying so only. This verse says that faith without works is dead. Now, I hope no one gets the thought that they can, by their good works, earn a passport into heaven. You can't do that. It is not by works of righteousness which we have done that we're saved. But I do believe that if we're genuinely born again, there is a work for us to do. It is one thing to say I have faith, and it's quite another to show it by works. Listen to this poem. Nothing to do. Nothing to do in this world of ours, where weeds spring up with fairest flowers, where smiles have only a fitful play, where hearts are breaking every day. Nothing to do, thou Christian soul, wrapping thee round in thy selfish stole. Off with the garments of sloth and sin. Christ thy Lord hath a kingdom to win. Nothing to do. There are prayers to lay on the altar of incense day by day. There are foes to meet within and without. There is error to conquer, strong and stout. Nothing to do. There are minds to teach the simplest forms of Christian speech. There are hearts to lure with loving wile from the grimmest haunts of sin's defile. Nothing to do. There are lambs to feed the precious hope of the church's need. Strength to be borne to the weak and faint. Vigils to keep with the doubting saint. Nothing to do. And thy Savior said, "Follow thou me in the path I tread." Lord, lend thy help the journey through, lest faint we cry, so much to do. Now, these verses, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed." James 1, 22-25. You see, dear ones, there are many folks who hear the word, But the trouble is, they just don't do what they should. Perhaps they realize their lost and undone condition. They know that there is much work to be done for the lost souls, but they don't feel that they're in a position to do it. I would say, then, that the first thing would be to do what that sign says, which we occasionally see painted on some building or signboard along the highway, get right with God. In other words, be ready. Let me bring this out a little more vividly with my own personal experience. Some years ago, we were in a funeral procession. There were many cars following behind with their headlights on. We approached a checkpoint on the highway where a number of patrol cars were parked. I suppose it was some type of a routine checkpoint, but they made no attempt to stop the funeral procession. Well, I thought that was good. But I remembered that before long, if I returned the same way I went, I would be passing this same spot again. I glanced down at the annual inspection sticker on my windshield. Yes, it was all right. It was the next month before a new inspection date was due. So before we left the cemetery, I had my son get out of the car and watch the lights while I tested the headlights, the tail lights, and the turn signal lights. In the meantime, I flipped on the windshield wipers, and I saw that they were working. Then as we proceeded down the road, I had my driver's license out of my pocket, and I was all set to hand it to the patrolman when we reached the checkpoint. Well, the fact of the matter was, by the time we got there, they didn't stop us at all. I suppose they had finished with that part of their work. I didn't mind that. It was all right with me. But I would say it was a good thing to be prepared, wouldn't you? If I had done nothing to be ready, it could have been the very time they would have stopped us. The Lord wants doers of the word, not hearers only. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus spoke and said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Notice he didn't say that it would be everyone that would enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Then a little farther on in this same chapter, he told what would happen to those who heard and didn't do. They were likened unto folks who built their house upon the sand. When the rain and floods came and the winds blew, the house fell. Let us all be doers of the word, that our house may stand the storms of life. When Jesus was here on earth, he went about doing good. There were those who hated him. They wanted to kill him, but he eluded them, and they could not carry out their purpose until the time came when he placed himself in their hands. He permitted himself to become the victim, and they became the judge. He willingly permitted them to take him and put him on the cross. On the cross he died for the sins of all. Some folks plan to be doers of the word sometime later in life, not now. But consider Ecclesiastes 12:1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. After a few years, the desires of man began to fade into old age, and his ambitions fail. Why? Because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Verse 5. The eternal home of man is not on the shores of time. It is one from which a traveler does not return. All men are on their way to that long home. Every day brings each one a little closer to that eternal home. As finite creatures, we speak of some things here as being long. Some, we say, have lived a long time. Others have suffered a long time. But in comparison to eternity, the things of time are short-lived. Eternity is long. Here, we're all travelers. All are approaching our long home. Now we are away from home. We're strangers here. We're not going to stay here long. Someday we will go to that place where we shall forever stay. May I ask, where shall it be? Jesus opened a way for us all to have a home eternal in the heavens. To refuse to take his way is to choose to take the only other way, the way of eternal death. Time is carrying all of us onward to our long home. How swiftly we are hastening onward. It will be soon, perhaps today, tomorrow, or shortly thereafter, that we will arrive at our long home. Our Father, bless each listener in the way which they need most, and thine shall be the praise, in Jesus' name. Friends, until we meet again, in this life or in that long home, may the God of all grace be kind unto you. A very cheerful goodbye.